Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio, where we bring you information about Minnesota's National Guard, the military community, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon Program, and Department of Veterans Affairs. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phalon Partners Limited, a Twin Cities merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is also a Vietnam veteran of the United States Air Force and a member of the VFW and American Legion. Now, here's Tom Lyons.
Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. For today's show, we're in Lake Elmo for the Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic at the Tartan Park Golf Course. We'll get into that entire golf fundraiser in a moment, but first it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Rick Nash.
As Minnesotans, we are familiar with dangerous weather conditions such as blizzards, tornadoes, or flooding that can strike at a moment's notice. We must also be prepared for other types of natural or man-made disasters. This last week, the Minnesota National Guard participated in Vigilant Vortex, a joint agency functional exercise at Camp Ripley, St. Paul, and Duluth. This interagency exercise was a combined effort with the Minnesota Department of Public Safety, Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management, with nearly 30 agencies and organizations participating. The purpose of this exercise is to evaluate participants' actions in response to severe weather and hazardous materials incidents. This year's exercise is in preparation of next year's larger, full-scale, all-hazard Vigilant Guard exercise being held here in Minnesota. It is important for the Minnesota National Guard to always be ready, not only for our federal mission, but also here at home. By providing trained and ready operational forces, we can support our neighbors and our country in times of need.
Thank you, General Nash. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. As I said, we're in Lake Elmo today for the 5th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic at Tartan Park Golf Course. And my first guest today is the Chairman of the Board of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, Mr. Bill Popp.
Bill, Sir Thomas, hello.
We've got a great day at the golf course, don't we?
Oh, my God. God's blessed us again. Another beautiful day.
Chaplain Wynn put in a good message, and we got nice clear weather and 200 golfers out here helping us today. What we want to talk about in this first segment is the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. You are the founder and the chairman of the board and the boss. Where did this come from, Bill, and what are we doing?
Well, we're doing really, really well, and it's all thanks to the sponsors and the people that continue to contribute to the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. And, Sir Thomas, if I know you don't like me talking about this, but I got to break into this topic a little bit and thank you for all the work, all the time, the talent, the energy, the treasure that you put in to making this golf tournament work. It's got to be one of the best tournaments in the state. And you've actually got several feeder tournaments working off of this tournament now as well. You've done a magnificent job of orchestrating a fantastic fundraising activity for the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. So first, thanks to you, Sir Thomas, and thanks to the sponsors that we have. I tell you, you know, we got names 3M. My goodness, they're letting us use their golf course. Wells Fargo, Toshiba. We've got incredible different people out here and organizations that are absolutely taking up this cause to say thank you and to military families and helping military families. So what a great event. Thank you so much.
Bill, this is a culmination of a year's work. We've got 200 golfers out here today, and we're going to have about 225 for dinner. Dozens of volunteers, three smaller regional golf tournaments, and probably over 100 corporations from the Twin Cities area that all come together to help raise money for the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. And Bill, we need you to tell the story.
Well, we started the foundation to help military families when there's a time of financial crisis. And I guess when you say tell the story, Tom, I want to make sure that I'm on topic with what you're asking me to tell you, because it's really just I had the idea. I was blessed with the idea, but it's all the volunteers and everybody that's put forth time, energy, and talent to make this work. Are you
the mission, Bill, of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation?
Mission is to help military families when they have a time of extraordinary financial need. And, simple and straightforward.
And you founded this in 2004. And since that time, through the end of last year, we've given out over 1,300 grants totaling over $2.6 million.
Perfect.
All raised from private sources to help Minnesota military families, active duty, guard, reserve, from every service, including the Coast Guard. And how did this start? Did it have something to do with you and Governor Plenty?
I started, I got the idea at an ESGR event. ESGR stands for Employers Support of the Guard and Reserve. And I worked with General Andriotti. He was the Adjutant General at the time. And talked with him about how can we help military families. How can we say thank you to soldiers, thank you to military families? And so I worked with General Andriotti and worked with Governor Plenty, and we came up with helping military families during a time of extraordinary financial hardship, and had all the pieces. The pieces were there, which is putting the pieces together, like the family assistance centers and things in that order, and making the foundation fulfill its purpose, and that is to first find military families that are having extraordinary financial hardship and working through the family assistance centers. That gets done. And then being there to help those military families through a time of extraordinary financial crisis in a way that helps the soldiers that are out in the field, that are out on patrol, to not let financial problems at home bother them while they're on mission out on active duty.
Now, Bill, the Minnesota Military Family Foundation is a 501c3 charitable foundation. Mm-hmm. Your expense ratio since the day you started is very, very low, less than 1%.
That's right. Everybody that's on our team is a volunteer.
And we are
just like the military, though.
Yes, everybody's a volunteer.
Yep.
Yes, sir. And we're fortunate in Minnesota to have an outfit called the Family Assistance Centers available.
Yes.
To go meet confidential with the families when they have a financial emergency, verify the emergency, help find vendors, submit grant requests, and then we're kind of lazy on the board. It sometimes takes us an hour or two to turn it around.
Well, the board is very involved. They're very aware of what's going on, very involved, and very responsive. And, Sir Thomas, you are an incredibly important part of that board. And, again, thank you for serving on that board, and thank you for serving our military families.
And, Bill, coming up next, we're going to interview a couple of folks from the 3M Military Support Network. 3M has been just a gracious host.
Yes, they're out. Oh, man, incredible. It's what an experience for them to share like this is way above and beyond. And I'm so grateful and thankful.
Well, Mr. Pop, thanks for joining us on the show today. I know you've got a lot of work to do over on the putting green to thank all those corporate sponsors and all the folks that are out here today. And we're going to continue to tell the story on the rest of the show today. So thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Sir Thomas. I'm the luckiest guy in the world. I get to go around and say hi to people and thank people. And, you know, the energy out here is incredible. So many people helping people. God bless them.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
Joining me now from the 3M Military Support Network are Joe Banovich and Monica Bastian.
Hey, thanks, Tom. Glad to be here.
Thank you, Tom.
Welcome to the show, Joe. You've been on here before, I think. Today we're out at Lake Elmo for the 5th annual MMFF Golf Classic at Tartan Park Golf Course. And we're here because of 3M, because 3M's a fantastic host partner with the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. And you two are the co-chairs of the Minnesota, or the Military Support Network at 3M. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, thanks, Tom. The Military Support Network at 3M was established in 2008. It was really spearheaded by Sandy Masterson, who's part of our IT group. Her son, Connor G. Masterson, was killed in Afghanistan in 2007. So as part of that process, Sandy really wanted to bootstrap an organization within the company to focus on support and outreach for military veterans. It was an extension of, you know, just honoring the sacrifice of her son. And as a result of that, as you would expect, the organization, when it was established, received a lot of support initially, a lot of senior level executive support, a lot of support from individuals across the company. And it's really an organization that's developed over the years into a very vibrant employee resource network, is what we call it at 3M. It's one of those networks within the company. And, you know, it's been very, very successful. So that's a little bit of the history. Monica, do you want to add anything?
Well, I think, that's been our history. And we've really been focused in the past on helping out the families and our outreach to our deployed soldiers. But we have actually recently expanded some of our focus. And so we've been incorporating some mentoring programs. We are extending to professional development and into veterans hiring as well. So we with the changes in the environment for the military, we are expanding some of our things that we have been haven't been doing as much. And it's been working out pretty well. This year's been really good for us to expand there.
And you've been a great corporate partner with the Minnesota Military Family Foundation now for these all five of these tournaments. First year at another location, but helped us out. And ever since that, over here at the Tartan Park, what a beautiful venue and what an asset to be able to come over here and work with you and have 200 golfers from 50 different corporations out here today.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful day. Last year was the first year I participated in this event, and the weather was spectacular. This year, it's actually even better. So we couldn't have asked for better weather. It's a fantastic tournament. The Minnesota Military Family Foundation is an excellent organization. Unbelievable. It's very aligned with the mission that Monica outlined from a military support network standpoint in support and outreach for 3Mers, their families, and folks that are associated with the military. So this is particularly a type of organization that we want to support. We've done it for a number of years, and quite honestly, we couldn't think of a better organization to help us accomplish our mission from a support and outreach standpoint. I would say that over the last several years, 3M has had upwards of 120 or more 3Mers who have deployed in service to the country. So there's a lot of understanding within 3M employees on the sacrifice that the military has, the needs of family members that are left behind in deployment situations, and the needs of our military in general when they experience financial hardship. So an organization like MMFF is, we couldn't be more happy to support the organization, and what a better way for 3M to do that with, you know, providing Tartan Park to host this golf tournament. So we're very excited about that.
Yeah, I agree. I think that this is much in line with what our vision is. This last year we've talked to a lot of people, and in 3M membership has really grown. And this is exactly the kind of thing that they want to get involved in. They want to help out our military families.
One of the things that's very unique about this tournament is because 3M is our host sponsor, along with our founding sponsors, all the expenses of the tournament are paid. That means that every single sponsor that comes out here today, every single person that contributes to a raffle, every dollar of that goes to the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. I'm not aware of another golf tournament set up that way that can do this much good in one big day. And a lot of that thanks to 3M and the 3M Military Support Network.
Well, hey, we're proud to do it. Even going beyond what you just said, Tom, the dollars ultimately, given that all the expenses are paid, those dollars ultimately get directly to service members as well and their families who are in specific need. So once again, we're proud to host the tournament. We look forward to doing it for many years into the future. And we certainly appreciate the opportunity to talk to you as well, Tom.
Well, we're happy to have Joe Bonavage and Monica Bastian with us from the 3M Military Support Network. In a moment, we're going to talk to Craig Hansen from Tartan Park Golf Course and talk a little bit about this fantastic venue and the great job that all the Tartan Park people have done. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thank you, Tom.
We'll be right back.
Tom Lyons here. I'm happy to introduce a new sponsor, Scott Balinskas at Edge My Way. He's all about veterans securing the best mortgage loans available, and his company can do just that. That's why he's here to let you know he's serious about helping our veterans in the best way he knows how, VA mortgage loans. He specializes in purchases, but is here to help you in any way he can with all your mortgage needs. For more information, go to veteransoftomorrow.com. That's veteransoftomorrow.com.
Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and today we're in Lake Elmo for the 5th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic at the Tartan Park Golf Course. And joining me now is the Operation Manager for Tartan Park, Craig Hansen. Craig, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Tom, I got to tell you that this is a pleasure. This is a treat to be back here. This is, what, 4 years? Four years out at Tartan Park.
Four years at Tartan Park, and we're making you a radio star.
Oh, yeah, I'll take it.
Craig, we asked Chaplain Wynn a few times over the last couple of months to dial up a nice day. today, and I think he put in a good message. We got another beauty.
Oh, it's spectacular. You know, I was out there listening to the announcements, and I have to tell you, you know, it's just an incredible pleasure to be part of this. You know, I remember year one, and we had talked about this, but year one, I had the opportunity to listen to you down at the Washington County
Yellow Ribbon Network meeting.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Yep. And, you know, I heard the story, I heard the message, and how can you not help but get infected with this? And I mean that in a positive way. I mean, the cause is great. It aligns with the 3M corporate values, and I am just thankful that we're able to partner with, you know, the 3M Gives and the Minnesota, or the Military Support Network through the corporation. 3M's big on leveraging their resources, and this is a great example of how we're doing this. It fits the community, plus this cause is so noble. This is just a treat, I have to tell you.
Well, Craig, you've got a beautiful facility and a great staff, and year after year, you outdo yourself. They treat us so well out here, and I keep hearing from all the sponsors and golfers, what a great place to come, and did they take good care of us?
Well, that's really good to hear, because we work extremely hard at it, and I have to tell you, I agree with you 100%. The staff really makes this place tick, and when we get a tournament out here to this magnitude, it's really a pleasure to watch them work. They really do a good job.
For our listeners, that noise you hear is golf carts driving by, because we're sitting right out in front of the putting green at Tartan Park. Craig, tell us about Tartan Park. What? How long has it been here? How many holes do you have? Give us some details.
Well, I'd be happy to. The park was established in 1954, 1955-ish, give or take a year. And the clubhouse was built in 1968. And the park was, the intent of the park was to have a facility where employees could really engage with families and strengthen relationships and so on and so forth. Plus, it was a facility where, you know, employees could hold charitable and recreational and educational events for certain organizations that they belong to. And it really centered around employee engagement. So there are facilities and services that we have out here that really cater to that. And obviously the golf course is one of them. We've got 27 spectacular holes of golf.
And we're using every one of them.
Oh, are you ever? And it's just really good to see. It's just a hive of activity here, and it's just really a pleasure to watch. But if you're not a golfer, we've got plenty of sports venues. There's 12 tennis courts and 5 softball fields. And if you're inclined to hold family gatherings or picnics or things like that, we've got 6 picnic pavilions varying in size that can accommodate small family gatherings up to picnics of, you know, 500, 600 people. So it's really a facility that covers a wide array of uses that that the employee is able to take advantage of. And now we're pleased to open this up to the public. It really fits well with our community values, and we want to become an active member in the community. And so that's what really drove us to do this, and we're happy to do it, happy to share it with the community.
We're speaking with Craig Hansen, the operations director from Tartan Park Golf Course on Minnesota Military Radio, out here for the 5th annual MMFF Golf Classic in Lake Elmo. Craig, since that the second year of the event, and the first year we were out here, this was the only event, but the last couple of years we've grown into several regional events that are a little less expensive, a little more affordable for veterans, mm-hmm. and we go to other venues, and the winners of those events get a chance to come out here to the big corporate event, and of course today, if you take a look at the list of sponsors, it's kind of the who's who. There's an awful lot of folks out here today getting a good look at Tartan Park Golf Course, and now this year you've said that you're opening it up to the public.
That's correct. We've sort of did soft openings, but this year we're really taking a more aggressive approach to get that message out. So it's really exciting to see new faces coming in and how we can build that family. It's really a fun. It's just a kick for me, to tell you the truth. It really is.
Well, Craig, this is has become quite an event. We have the people out early in the morning, and we feed them a box lunch, put them on the carts, and off they go. And they keep coming by for the putting contest, and we'll be pulling some of those off their golf carts and seeing if they want to talk to us. I think they're all smiling, and they're having a good time. We've had Bill Popp on the show. We've got a couple of generals on the putting green. We'll get to them soon. But I think everybody's looking forward to dinner. Each evening when we end this event with the silent auction, a little happy hour, we have dinner for about 225 people upstairs in your dining room. And last year the chef did a great job, and this year Dennis says he's going to do an even better job.
He will. Dennis is really going to take care of you. The whole food and beverage staff up there really does an outstanding job. So I think you're going to be in for a treat tonight.
Can you imagine you and I trying to cook steak and shrimp for 225 people?
I can't imagine. Yes, I've been there. I've worn that hat. So I have a profound appreciation for what goes behind the scenes there to make sure that you get the meal you're going to get tonight.
Well, Craig, you and your staff do a fabulous job out here, and you take good care of us every year, and you take great care of all of these golfers that come out to help raise money for Minnesota military families in financial need due to service to country. And the atmosphere here today is just electric, isn't it?
It is. I mean, how can you not feel it? The weather's great. The cause is great. People are having a great time. I mean, if you're having a bad day, come out here, because you're bound to get uplifted. It's just tremendous.
Craig, we just got about 30 seconds left. Any final messages for our listeners about Tartan Park or about coming out to golf?
Yeah, just come on out and enjoy the park. Come out if you're a first-timer. Come out and kick the tires. We'd be happy to have you. I'm sure you're going to love it. I'd be happy to, and just stop by my office and say hi. Let me know that you've done that. But again, Tom, this is just an absolute pleasure for me to be affiliated with this, and I look forward to doing this for years to come.
Craig, thanks for going above and beyond the call of duty again. It's a pleasure to be out here for
our mine.
Fifth annual golf tournament from Tartan Park in Lake Elmo. We'll be back with more in a moment. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us.
Hi, this is Bill Popp of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. An Army squad is made up of 8 soldiers, and when the squad is on patrol, each soldier is dependent on each other for safety. When a soldier is distracted because of a financial crisis with the family back home, that puts every soldier on the squad at risk. The Minnesota Military Family Foundation helps turn a bad situation into a positive one. The foundation provides financial support during a financial crisis at home. This helps re-energize the soldier. The soldier feels the financial burden lifted and has feelings of pride because of the support from the community at home. When the soldier is no longer focused on the financial crisis at home, the soldier is able to stay engaged in the mission and do his duty to protect other soldiers in the squad. When we help one soldier, we're helping all soldiers. When we help one military family, we're helping all military families. If you're in a position to help, please donate. Go to MinnesotaMilitaryFamilyFoundation.org.
Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. And we are in Lake Elmo for the 5th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic at the Tartan Park Golf Course. In a moment, we're going to meet 2 general officers that are going to talk to us about how important a resource this is to their troops. But first, it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now here's Commissioner Larry Shelato.
No one who has served their country should ever go without a safe place to call home. The Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs has partnered with Common Bonds Communities, the Midwest's largest nonprofit provider of affordable housing, to ensure Minnesota veterans can find housing stability. Back in May, Common Bonds broke ground for the new Fort Snelling development project. The project will transform 5 historic structures into 58 new apartments on the Fort Snelling Upper Post. In addition to providing affordable housing for veterans, the community will offer clinical care services, supportive counseling, job training, and much more. The housing community is scheduled to be completed in spring 2015. Common Bonds plans on working with Veterans Affairs, county, city, and other referral groups to identify veterans and families who meet the eligibility requirements. More information is available on Common Bonds Housing Hotline at 651-290-6228. Immediate housing needs are encouraged to contact LinkVet at 888-LinkVet or MinnesotaVeteran.org.
Thank you, Commissioner Shalito. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Joining me now, we have a current general officer and a retired general officer. The current general officer is Brigadier General Greg Hasse, and the retired general officer is retired Major General John Trost. Generals, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thanks, Tom.
Good morning, Tom.
Thank you, sir. We're going to start with Brigadier General Greg Hasse. Sir, can you tell us your current command?
Yeah, I'm over in Ucom in Germany, in Stuttgart, Germany, as a matter of fact. So I am in the director of a joint interagency counter-trafficking center. In terms, we call it JICTIC. And what that all means is we kind of deal and support a local law enforcement, partner nation law enforcement, and specifically in counter-narcotics, counter-threat finance, and then countering transnational threats. So it's a whole different world than flying airplanes and running a wing, but it is a lot of fun because it's such a new challenge. So I have enjoyed it.
And sir, you were the commander of the 133rd Airlift Wing for several years, and we've had you on the show quite a few times. And today you're out here just kind of greeting some of the folks on the putting green and experiencing for the first time the Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic. Pretty nice day today.
I am. This is a beautiful day. I would say, you know, my biggest observation is all the smiles and all the positive emotion that surrounds this event. So just seeing the people come in this morning and then see them again as they've transitioned through the nines and into the back nine, it's just been a real joyous event to see their emotion. You know that emotion is there for a good reason, and it's to support our troops and the needs of their families. So that's very important. Oftentimes we would term this almost as a life preserver, and we don't necessarily know when somebody needs a life preserver until it's almost too late. They might have been going down for the third time. So when the family's actually in need and they know they can turn to an organization such as this, it's very, very special to our deployed airmen and soldiers that know when they are gone, when they are in harm's way, and when they need to be focused on the mission at hand, then they can rely on such great Americans as the Minnesota Military Foundation to supply the needs that their families might not necessarily have at their immediate disposal. So this is a hugely important a foundation for all our troops in Minnesota.
In general, as a commander of the 133rd since 2001, you must have just thousands of deployments overseas. The air side goes a little shorter, but they go more often.
That is correct.
And all of those air crews and all of those airmen that go need to be focused on the mission, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, flying airplanes in hostile territory is not necessarily something you want to like give much away on. So you want to be as sharp as you possibly can that day. So our margin of error necessarily isn't a lot, and so we have to make sure that they are as sharp as they possibly can be. In fact, even when we deploy them over there, it's gotten to the point where they won't fly their first mission until they've been in country for 48 hours, just because we need to have them well-rested and ready to go ahead and take that airplane up into the air and do the airdrop or the air-land mission as assigned. So, yeah, very important that they're focused.
So, General, when they're over there and they're deployed and focused on the mission, with today's technology, they know what's going on back home. How important are organizations such as the Yellow Ribbon Communities and the Minnesota Military Family Foundation as a commander?
You know, I'll tell you a little story, but, you know, because my time transits from the Cold War all the way forward. And, of course, when you were just barely being able to telephone or write letters to today's social media and being connected almost immediately, it's a huge difference. In fact, the story would go something like this. I had a family coming back, and the wife was out, and we were talking, and her husband was getting off the plane. And I said, well, aren't you going to run up and meet him? Oh, we just talked to him last night. Because the social media is that strong that just that presence of the face and the voice on the screen, you know, sends such a loud, positive message. So it is very important. So these organizations that are able to arrange some of these meetings then for the family gatherings that follow are also very important. And so I think the connectivity today certainly helps transcend all those miles and that time that we're apart, but it's still very important that we spend that face-to-face personal time together.
General Trost, when I was in Vietnam, we didn't hear from the family except through the Red Cross, but in your day, you had a little less communication than they do today, but how important was this then?
You know, one good thing, though, that I will say is that some of the social media wasn't into play when I was around. So that was kind of a good thing in a way, because some things our soldiers didn't need to know right away. Mm-hmm. Sometimes time is okay. But you go way back to when I was around, and they say Christ was a corporal, some have said. but anyway, we've transitioned all the way from the snail mail all the way up to the social media of today, and that's really a good thing. To keep soldiers, to keep troops, to keep families, to keep the organizations all on the same sheet of paper so people know what's going on is really, really, really important. And the more we know and the better we can help soldiers, help families, the better all is, and the foundation does a wonderful job of doing just that.
Well, General Trost, you've been a board member of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation for quite a few years. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about the type of grant requests that we get?
Yeah, I sure can. Back in 2003, when we did our first really deployments from the Minnesota Army Guard, and through 2004 and then 2005 and 2006, when we sent the 1st Brigade down the road in the theater for the longest deployment of all, we really didn't know ahead of time what was this was all going to mean. And so we kind of learned on the go here, and what we found out was you couldn't anticipate some of the needs that soldiers and their families would come up with over time. Everything from a water heater with a depleted savings account, no way to replace it, to cars, to people that have just about had the eviction notices filed on their places where they're renting or their homes that they're living in. And we've been able to come back and help the families out in all those different instances. And it's really pretty powerful when you watch and see how this happens over time. So the foundation has had a good ability to make change and make a difference. And I think that's really what we want people to hear about the foundation, is it is such a positive, positive organization for help to those families that truly do need help.
We're speaking with Brigadier General Greg Hussey and retired Major General John Trost from the 5th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic in Lake Elmo on Minnesota Military Radio. General Trost, have you been surprised at how many people have been infected with the foundation bug and get involved and help raise money?
You know, out here on the putting green where we're kind of saying thanks to folks over here, I've had numerous people come up and say, this is my 5th year of doing this thing and can't wait to come back next year. This morning we had another opportunity. Shoot for Troops is down here advertising their venue to take this from the St. Cloud area and going up to the La Blaz, up to Rice Creek, up in Little Falls, and going to work on raising money for the foundation there. So that's another venue that we're working on as well. So,
and that event will be September 17th, mm-hmm. and it'll be up in the St. Cloud area, and we'll have a link to that on our Minnesota Military Radio Facebook page.
So that's just another way to chime in with troops. If you're not a golfer, and we can use people to shoot for the troops, and look forward to seeing anybody else that doesn't want to golf to come out and help us out there.
General Hussey, you've been on the putting green for a while, and you've met a lot of folks. Are they happy?
Absolutely. You know, just kind of like I said when we started, it's just fun to see happiness. And I think you're probably, this foundation is a testament to the winners build winners philosophy. And so you've built a lot of winners around this great foundation, and winners keep building winners beyond that. So it's nice to see it growing. It's nice to see the golf course at capacity. And so there's a lot of great Americans out there doing a lot of great things to support our soldiers and airmen. So wonderfully done.
We've collected up a lot of folks that really have heart, and they want to come back year over year over year. I think they like the fact that it's an efficient 501c3 charitable foundation with little or no expense. And I can't believe a lot of these folks have been my corporate clients and friends for 40 years. And I did twist their arms the first year, but after that, they volunteered to come back. Gentlemen, we just got about a minute left. Any final thoughts, General Hussey?
I'd just like to, again, thank all the participants, all the companies that are here, you know, especially Tom, you and your efforts to get this going, and Bill Popp, and certainly the 3M corporate structure that allows this great enterprise to continue. So all goodness, that's all I see, is a lot of goodness out here for a good, good cause. So thank you all very much.
General Trost, final words of the third segment are yours.
All right, thank you. You know, 99.93% of the funds and revenue that comes into this foundation goes back to families and soldiers. So we have to pay for postage. We haven't been able to figure out how to get that donated yet. So I'm really pleased to be a part of such a foundation that is doing some really, really awesome work. And if you want to be a part of it, you can look up the Minnesota Military Family Foundation on our website and provide some revenue to help us with our cause. We'd be most appreciative of that. Thanks.
Thank you, General. We've been speaking with Brigadier General Greg Hussey and retired Major General John Trost from the 5th Annual MMFF Golf Classic at Tartan Park Golf Course on Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We're coming up. We'll speak to the Family Assistance Centers and Chaplain Wynn. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us.
Tom Lyons here. I'm happy to introduce a new sponsor, Scott Valenskis at Edge My Way. He's all about veterans securing the best mortgage loans available, and his company can do just that. That's why he's here to let you know he's serious about helping our veterans in the best way he knows how, VA mortgage loans. He specializes in purchases, but is here to help you in any way he can with all your mortgage needs. For more information, go to veteransoftomorrow.com. That's veteransoftomorrow.com.
Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we're in Lake Elmo for the 5th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic. And joining me now, we have two gentlemen. One is Mike Farron from the Family Assistance Center, and the other is Chaplain Major Buddy Wynn. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here, Tom. Thanks.
Thanks for having us today. It's such a beautiful day, Tom.
Chaplain, you put in a good word with the Lord for today, and it worked.
I did. You know, we put the course of action recommendation up the chain, and it was approved for beautiful weather today.
Well, Chaplain, I knew you'd probably have more pull than I did, so good work, sir. Good work. Chaplain, I want to start this segment talking to Mike Farron. He's the supervisor of the Family Assistance, that you know very well. But, Mike, the Family Assistance Centers is really the delivery system, if you will, for the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, so that when our Minnesota military families get into a financial bind, You are the important cog. You're the guy that goes and spends the money.
We do that well too. So yes, thankfully we have great events like this. But we are that conduit between the military side of folks and then to the MMFF. And we have 8 locations throughout the state of Minnesota. We have an 888 number that anybody can get a hold of us anytime. We are 24/7 also, so it doesn't matter. You know, if it's 2 o'clock in the morning and a service member has an issue, they can get a hold of one of us, and we can hopefully get on the problem right away. And if it gets to the point where we need to get the MMFF involved, we do all the back work on that, and then we submit the grant to the foundation and the board of directors.
Now, Mike, if a Minnesota military family is having some kind of a financial issue, how do they know to get a hold of you? How do you do outreach?
Well, a number of different ways. If a family is currently deployed, we're calling families every month to check in with those families. If they're not deployed, we do just systematic outreach to families and service members on drill weekends, AT, things like that, checking in to make sure that, you know, everything's going okay. And then checking in with all their leadership as well. If they have folks on, you know, an at-risk tracker or something like that, we can get a hold of those folks and kind of, you know, see how they're doing and just a real soft check-in. And it's amazing. My staff is so open and getting people to talk that we usually can get them to open up about some other things and really dive in to figure out what the cause or the issues are and then hopefully get a handle on that before it, you know, becomes a cliffhanger type of a situation.
Now, Mike, our military families are proud families, and sometimes they don't want to ask for help. How do you deal with that?
Well, the beauty of our program is that we are 100% confidential. So if a service member or a family member comes to us, it's kind of like a doctor-patient relationship. Unless they're telling us that they're going to hurt themselves or somebody else, we keep everything confidential. So if a service member comes to us and says they have financial issues, it stays with us. And then we talk to them about maybe the MMFF and one of our personal financial counselors. We hook them up. We put them through all those steps, and then it's submitted, and then we move on past that. We also then follow up with that family typically for the next 90 to 120 days monthly to make sure that what we've done has fixed the problem and gotten them back on the right track.
Now, Mike, you've got multiple resources available, not just the MMFF. I know you've got some gift cards that you receive from the First Cab Association every month.
That is correct.
And you've got a lot of other things to help our military families with.
We tell people if they have a question or concern about anything military-related, if we don't know the answer, find it. We'll track down the right source, get them connected. You know, we tell people to let us do that work for them. And so they don't get frustrated looking for the answers. We'll stay on hold for 20 minutes if it takes that and get them the answer so we can get it squared away without any more anxiety than they need.
We're speaking with Mike Farron and Chaplain Major Buddy Wynn from the 5th Annual Minnesota Military Radio. This is Military Radio from the Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic at the Tartan Park Course in Lake Elmo. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Now, Mike, you coordinate with the Chaplains Corps. You coordinate with the Ruben communities. You coordinate with as many folks as you can, CVSOs.
Absolutely. Just about anybody military connected. They're on a phone list somewhere in every one of our offices. So it's all a matter of what comes in and which way we need to go with things.
All right, thanks, Mike. We want to go to the chaplain now. Chaplain Wynn, you're the full-time chaplain for the Minnesota National Guard.
Yes, sir.
And I know that you and the rest of the Chaplain Corps have been busy not only when we have deployments go out, the chaplains go with the deployed soldiers and airmen, but when they're gone, there's chaplains back here to work with the families.
Absolutely, Tom. Our thoughts go out to the 34th Combat Aviation Brigade and two of the 147 Aviation who are currently just arrived in Kuwait, and they've got another 9 months there. But, of course, we've got a robust rear detachment effort to ensure that the families have what they need, as Mike talked about, with a myriad of resources. And, you know, really, I believe, Tom, I'm convinced of this after my time, not only as a deployed chaplain, but working rear detachment, working with people like Mike, there's no problem, great or small, that cannot be addressed by someone, you know, through the resources that we have available to service members and families. I'm convinced of it. So we're really glad to have the opportunity to be here to tell people about it today.
Well, Chaplain, I know you've got a lot of resources available, and your chaplain's corps over the years has developed a lot of resources. So when the military families have almost any kind of a problem, you've got a lot of arrows in the quiver, don't you?
We do, and Mike covered a lot of them. But one thing that people need to remember is that chaplains are available, just like the Family Assistance Center and other resources, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, really just a phone call away. Chaplains also, like Mike talked about, offer confidentiality. And a lot of times the issues that are coming up that come to the Family Assistance Center, those are kind of the potholes or it's kind of the lava on the surface. Chaplains can get down into the root of the deeper issue. So while a lot of times if it has to do with financial issues, if it has to do with medical issues, education issues, you know, we can do the warm handoff from that service member or family member to that resource. But the one thing we do really well is we follow up. The other thing that chaplains do is they bring hope. They bring confidence in the situation that, hey, look, I know you're going through a hard time, but we're here talking. You know, I'm a resource to you. I got your name. I got your number. You can get a hold of me. I can get a hold of you. And we can stay in touch and see this thing through to resolution and come out better for it on the other side.
Chaplain, you gave the opening invocation this morning on the putting green. We had 200 golfers and all kinds of volunteers and all the great folks here at Tartan Park and from the 3M Military Support Network. And you've seen the list of names. There's an incredible amount of support for the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. And all these folks coming out here spending their time and treasures helping us today, it's got to make you feel good.
It makes me feel great, Tom. I was at the annual dinner, was honored to give the invocation there, and just, you know, it was a packed house. The fact that the war in Iraq ended in 2011 when the first BCT was there, you know, ended is kind of a loose term. We still have kinetic operations going on in the northern part of that country right now to push back against the Islamic State, and we've got service members just south of there standing by for next steps if needed. And so the community support has got to remain because the need has not gone away simply because we've got less service members overseas. The world's an unpredictable place, and as the Minnesota Guard motto reminds us, we stand always ready.
Gentlemen, we just got about a minute left. Mike, a lot of folks out here working hard, and we're raising a lot of money so that we're ready for your grant requests. Got to make you feel pretty good, too.
It's an amazing organization, and the quick turnaround and the generosity of all these folks coming out, it's just amazing. I couldn't thank them enough personally, and it's just amazing to see the turnout again this year.
Chaplain, any final thoughts about this magnificent day?
You know, if it had been raining, I would have just said that the farmers got their request in ahead of mine, I guess. But it's great to see the support. We've got the Purple Order of the Purple Heart, the POW/MIA, the Disabled American Veterans, the Vietnam Veterans, all providing their support. This is why we do what we do, so that we can celebrate on days like this with great people who are great supporters of our great service members and their families.
Gentlemen, thanks for joining us on Minnesota Military Radio. We're going to let you get back on those golf carts and get out there and finish your round. We're just about out of time. If you have a mailbag question or a suggestion for a topic you'd like us to address, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com and click on Contact Us to send us a note. Thanks for listening to this special edition of Minnesota Military Radio out at Lake Elmo for the 5th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, Bill Popp, Joe Vogt, Monica Bastrom, Craig Hansen, Brigadier General Greg Hussey, Major General John Trost, Mike Farron, Chaplain Buddy Wynn, Commissioner Larry Shelato of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Rick Nash. Please join us next week as we talk about the 34th Infantry Division Association and meet the new senior enlisted advisor to the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
You've been listening to Minnesota Military Radio with Tom Lyons. Tom is the founder and owner of Phalon Partners Limited, a Twin Cities merger and acquisition firm. This has been a production of Clear Channel, MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com, the Minnesota National Guard, BeyondTheYellowRibbon.org, and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Podcasts of the show are available at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.